Joshua had never been locked out of his house before. He tried the door again, but it definitely wouldn't budge. He remembered his mum had shouted something at him as he was leaving for school that morning, but it sounded like, "Your tea is under the cat," which puzzled him, because they didn't own any pets. He was about to ring the doorbell when he realised it was Wednesday, and Dad would be fast asleep after his night shift. Waking him would be like disturbing a hibernating bear, something to be avoided at all cost. The car wasn't in the driveway, so Mum must have nipped out. And that was bad news, because he was desperate for a pee. Perhaps their neighbour, Jean, could help. He hurried over to knock on her door, but the only one in was Prince, or Sir Yap-a-Lot, as his dad called him, because he barked all the time. Joshua backed off and breathed a sigh of relief when Sir Yap-a-Lot went quiet. He rushed round to the garden gate, which was also locked. Perhaps if he could get into his garden, the back door might be open. He launched himself at the gate, but it just shook and rattled. He grabbed on and scrambled over the top of it. As he was lowering himself carefully into the garden, he felt the sleeve of his brand new jumper snagging on a splinter in the wood. His mum's words echoed inside his head.
"If anything happens to that jumper, you'll be grounded for the rest of your life."
He reached out to unhook it, lost his grip, and fell, landing in a huge puddle. Ugh! Not only was he now covered head to toe in mud, but he'd managed to tear an enormous hole in his sleeve. Could his day get any worse? Just at that moment, something licked the back of Joshua's neck. He turned slowly and... ah! Sir Yap-a-Lot was right behind him. He must have got out through the dog flap and squeezed himself under the fence. Joshua leapt up and sprinted towards the sycamore tree faster than Usain Bolt. Thinking this was the best game ever, the dog bounced around trying to grab his shoes. Joshua shot up the tree and shuffled along a branch. Safely out of reach, he waggled his feet, chanting, "You can get me." Suddenly, there was an almighty crack, and the branch began to bend, lowering him towards Sir Yap-a-Lot, who licked his lips expectantly. Quick as a flash, it came back to Joshua that he'd shoved his biscuit into his pocket at break time. He brought it out, and the dog drooled, unable to take his beady eyes off the treat. Joshua hurled the biscuit over the fence, watching as Sir Yap-a-Lot charged after it. Without a second to spare, he jumped down, raced over to the back door, but oh, it was locked as well, and he really needed the loo. Glancing up at the house, he spied the bathroom window was open. Bingo! All he had to do was climb up to it. He grabbed onto the drainpipe, gritting his teeth as he hauled himself past the kitchen window. Halfway up, he noticed a couple of nails coming loose from the wall. Uh-oh! The pipe shuddered and pulled away from the house, swinging him out over the lawn. Joshua shrieked as he was flung backwards onto the trampoline, which catapulted him up to his parents' bedroom window at exactly the same time as his dad opened the curtains. He flapped a wave at his father, who stared at him in disbelief, before he dropped like a brick and landed on his mum's prize-winning flowers. Sir Yap-a-Lot poked his muzzle back through the fence and barked. Joshua wobbled to his feet, staggered across the lawn, avoided the puddle, slid the bolt to open the gate and slammed it shut. Limping up to the front door, he tripped on the step and stumbled onto the welcome mat, which slid forward. There, glinting on the porch step, was the key. That's when it dawned on him. His mum hadn't been hollering, "Your tea is under the cat!" She'd been yelling, "Your key is under the mat!" The key had been there the whole time. Still bursting for the loo, Joshua finally opened the door and zoomed up the stairs, only to discover his dad had beaten him to it, and the bathroom door was now locked.